It's exactly 8:30. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show on a Thursday. Thursday, always a great day for me because I get to talk to Mayor Bob Whalen. He's on the line right now with us. Mayor, thank you for calling in this morning.
Always a pleasure, Ed. Hope everybody had a safe and relaxing Thanksgiving week.
Fantastic. You know what? I think the best part of my entire Thanksgiving week was actually physically laying eyes upon you and your beautiful wife, Kirsten, as you came in for part of Takeover. It was a lot of fun. And you guys had a great, great playlist, number one, great music. I know that Tyler had called in to thank you all at the council meeting. I want to pass along to everyone in your circle, all the council members, your significant others. Thanks not only for the generosity of your time and your checkbooks when you were here, but also in the spirit of what we were doing. We were very much trying to stay as safe as we can, as, you know, not sharing air. And each of you, all of you, did a fantastic job. So if you wouldn't mind passing that along for me.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to participate again this year. And I think as a number of people, I listened to a number of the shows, a number of the council members observed, you know, we're just so fortunate to be such a small community and have a radio station like we do. And the focus, and Tyler has had this since the beginning, was we don't want to just play music. You know, we want to be part of the community. We want to get involved. We want to broadcast emergency information when we can. We want to cover council meetings, you know. So it's been a great partnership. I think everybody's always happy to extend a hand and help the radio station and make sure you guys continue to be vibrant.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. And again, to pass along to everyone the appreciation for the spirit of how you guys came in here. You were all rocking. Some serious matters we need to know, as not only the nation is spiking, the state is spiking, but here in Southern California, just yesterday, Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti said, cancel everything. What kind of things can we do here to avoid the kind of problems that Mayor Garcetti is having there?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right, Ed. I just before we got on this call, I got a text from our county supervisor, Lisa Bartlett, who, is in touch very closely with Sacramento. And she thinks it's near certain we're going to get another stay-at-home order from the governor noon today. So I guess everybody should stay tuned to see what he says on that. But, it is surging. It's gone well beyond, you know, the second surge, which was higher than the first surge. So we're, as they said in Los Angeles, I mean, we're in a bad place. We're at a critical time in this pandemic. I, for myself, came to conclude that the only thing you can do is avoid others who aren't in your circle. It's just not safe to do anything else. It's just a crapshoot as to whether you're going to contract COVID from somebody who's asymptomatic, or you may be asymptomatic and spreading it to somebody else. So it really goes back to minimizing contact. It's not just wearing your mask and going out and, you know, taking it off when you sit down at a restaurant. Don't do that now. It's not the right time to do that. We've just got to dial it way back.
Right. I made the point the other day that just the virus doesn't take a break just because you pull your mask down to take a bite of food. It's still there. So with that said, some toughies here, because Tuesday, Santa Ana, at their city council meeting, they enacted mandatory mask orders, much like we have here. Their councilman, David Penizola, indicated, though, that Santa Ana police would start citing unmasked people in Santa Ana, whether or not the sheriff's department is doing that. So my question to you is, since we passed the smoking ban, we had to transition at some point from education in not smoking to actually citing people that were smoking on the street. So yet with the deadliest, most infectious virus of our lifetime, we seem to still be wringing our hands about citing people. Will there come a day where we just start citing people for not masking?
It's a good question, Ed. Like you say, it's a tough question. I think we may be getting to that point. I think Costa Mesa has been doing some citing. But even if we start citing, and maybe we need to do that and see if the council wants to take that direction. I don't think that is the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution really is convincing people that they have to be acting more safely than they have been to date, which means just minimizing contact, period. And you got to go into a 3-week cocoon here, get through the holidays.
Right. Right. I can't agree with you more there. I just think that the point now, 9 months later, 10 months later into this virus, is that those that aren't educated just didn't want to be educated. They're just flaunting it at this point. So again, I'm a little more punitive there, but I do appreciate your comments there. This past Tuesday, we said goodbye to some old friends. Steve Dick DeRoe, Chief Farinella, and Wade Brown had been with us for 30 plus years. Say a little something about them if you could.
Yeah, it was really a nice part of the meeting that everybody got to say goodbye to Steve, who served for 20 years on the council, and then of course Chief Farinella, who's been here for 5 years, and Wade Brown, as you point out, who's been a jack of all trades and done many, many things for the city. Including, really spearheading the village entrance effort the last few years. So it was great. You know, Steve was very gracious in his remarks, I think, talking about staff and other fellow council members that he served with. I was very pleased that he took the time to do that. 20 years is a long time.
Right.
And he put a... As we said in the resolution we adopted, there were a lot of issues that Steve cared about and was passionate about and worked on over those 20 years. And Chief Farinella, I think, everybody recognizes she really had a dramatic impact on our police department and our community policing. And, when a lot of the protests came this summer about police techniques around the country, she was right there. She already had our department, up to speed on the eight can't wait type procedures. So she was remarkable in what she did. Yeah. So we're gonna miss her.
I think for her, my golden moment with Chief Farinella was the way that she coordinated with the county a few summers back, when we had the big rallies where we had all the horses, everyone on horseback out there. That to me showed, okay, yeah, she means business. So yeah, we want to say thank you to Chief Farinella as well. And do you see yourself staying in touch with Wade? I mean, it's impossible to walk away after 30 plus years. I'm thinking, okay, well, he's still got to have some kind of foot in the door.
I hope Wade will come down and see us every once in a while. I joked with him the other night because his most recent effort that I worked on with him was the undergrounding of utilities and the wildfire safety plan. And I we've got he's got the PCH project on track, with $10 million to get the remainder of that cleared from overhead lines. I said, Wade, if any of those get off track, I'm going to give you a call and get you back down here to fix it. So,
okay.
Hopefully we'll see some of Wade in a more, relaxed mode.
Okay, so you mentioned that we might be hearing a governor's lockdown order around noon. If in fact we do, what's the first order of business for you?
Well, actually, I've got a call at 10 with the city manager and with Captain Johnson on our police department. I mean, we're going to have to see what it says, but we're, as we always do, we will be getting word out immediately, via Nixle tonight with an update on what the status is and recommendations for our community. So we'll be working on it today.
Okay. And certainly over the next couple of days, if I can ask you to please keep in touch with us so that we can update as quickly as possible here, I really appreciate it. What's on the agenda for next Tuesday?
Well, next Tuesday is the turnover. We get to swear in the new candidates. Of course, the city treasurer was reelected. Laura Parisi, she was unopposed. And Marie McKay will be sworn in as city clerk, and George Weiss will be sworn in as a new council member, and I get sworn in for a new term. So we will also be saying goodbye to another person who I have just a tremendous amount of respect for, and everyone around City Hall does, was our existing city clerk, Lizette Schell. She's also had a very long career with the city, and it just couldn't be a more complete and thorough and competent city clerk. So, and a super nice person too. So everybody's going to really miss Lizette.
All right. And we will look forward to next Tuesday night. We'll look forward to maybe hearing from you over the next day or so again, depending on what happens today at noon. Mayor Whelan, as always, thank you for answering the questions and honestly and forthrightly, as you always do. And the very best of luck to you the rest of the day. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Ed. I'll be in touch.
All right. That's Mayor Bob Whelan, KXFM.